Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Sunday, the 5th of July. We have an episode. I've just had a look through the week. Absolute festival of football again, certainly up through till Thursday. So everything will be done as normal. I was hoping to try and get a couple of longer pods in because there's a few bits I wanted to talk about, but we'll just have to see how the week goes. Just got a couple of sort of mindset things and little bits that I've seen on Twitter that I think deserve a comment. Not that I know better than anybody else, but just my view on a couple of things and where I might be able to help people. Right, just got to get into it, I'm afraid, today. Football starts again at 12. Okay, we have got the golf yesterday. I put two golfers up at the end of the pod, Chris Kirk and Matt Wolf. Wolf now leads by three, put them up at 18-19. He is now about 2.4, or was late last night. I haven't looked this morning. Whatever time it was, about 11 last night I looked. If you want to, what I've done, I've removed my whole liability. So I backed both them, so I've laid in effect both my stakes. So if you'd had 20 quid on each, lay 40 quid back on Wolf. And should leave you sort of something round about 12, 13 points profit on Wolf and Kirk, if he gets it going. You've got a bit more on him. I will keep an eye on it tonight. I mean, he's in a great shape at three shots clear, but obviously it's a course where I think, what is he, 19 under, where people can make birdies. I will keep an eye on it tonight, but I'm loath to do anything too early because you just give profit away. So I will look to see if he goes short odds on, starts well, goes short odds on, then I might just remove a bit and leave green on everybody just in case he does happen to have a disaster. But worst case scenario at the minute, if we did nothing, was a scratch, and we've got a guy three shots clear. So hopefully he keeps it going tonight, and perhaps Kirk becomes his main rival. I think he's a bit far back now, though. But no, I thought that was a good shout. Please, you know, when you get it right, that's all. I'm just pleased we got that shout right yesterday. I did think that the joy of having golfers like DeChambeau, who are sort of becoming a bit of a media darling and hyped up because of his bodybuilding, and Simpson has won a few times, is that they do just get too short, which obviously means there's value elsewhere. Right, and football today, Fussball. The old, I won a few quid yesterday from my old mate with Arsenal winning. He's 7 points now, I'll bet. Tottenham will not be making up 7 points on Arsenal in the last five or six games. So I have got a nice envelope full of 50s. Beautiful. Right, where are we? Football. Oh, Chrissy's net of the day was Wolves, wasn't it? Rubbish. Oh, no, it's Blackburn, wasn't it? It was home win, was home. Still had home, Wolves home win. That Blackburn was the net, but it's been rubbish. Rubbish, Chrissy. Okay, where are we? What have we got for you today? I haven't got a massive, massive amount, actually. A lot of stuff's price orientated. Got to see if it hits the price. But we have got Sirius versus Orebro in Sweden at 4:30. If that is 0-0 on 25 minutes, then a first half goal. If it's still 0-0 at half time, then over 1.5. Sirius versus Orebro at 4:30, first half goal, and then a 1.5 at half time. Oh, somebody's just kicked me out my VPS. I'll go back in. It can only be either a malfunction or indoors on another PC somewhere. Unless one of you lot have hacked it. And I've got to go with it. My old mate, my old mucker, Axel, will be flipping his lid here. Exactly the same bet, 6:30 tonight, Malaga Albacete. First half goal, 25 minutes onwards. It'll be cheap as chips. And then over 1.5 at half time, if no goal, trade on goals. Malaga Albacete. Will Malaga, I think they're the lowest scoring team or lowest goal ratio in all of the 28 FDD leagues, Malaga Albacete. So there you go, that's that one. So Sirius at 4:30, Malaga at 6:30, and we have the golf this evening. I do also think there's, I haven't genuinely looked at the racing yet, there's still some good racing. Don't know what happened in that derby yesterday. That was that's one of the strangest derbies I've ever seen. And I just took off. One of the guys I know done a write up. He actually named the three or four horses that would take off. He got it dead right. He said they're going to take off, but he didn't back it. He said it was setting it up for Mogul and other horses. Didn't set it up for anybody. Off they went and off they stayed. Yeah, strangest derby I've ever seen. And Love just looked phenomenal in the Oaks. Love just absolutely, frankly, darling, never got into it. Love looked absolutely phenomenal horse in that. So that was that. Okay, guys. So Sirius and Malaga football, both the same bet. No early goal, then a first half goal late on, and then over 1.5 at half time. And I will tweet Read the Golf tonight if I do anything. But at the minute, I'm sitting with profit on the two that we backed and scratch on everybody else. Okay, have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. As I said, I'd like to cover a few things this week in the pod if I can. So I'll try and get that done. But it's just purely the volume of football at the minute that's making them a bit boring. Apologies. And I will be back with you all tomorrow.